The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new. So step into the spotlight, enjoy the excitement, and play today at ChumbaCasino.com.
Ch-ch-ch-ch-chumba. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What's the conventionally unattractive trait that you're like, no, everybody else is just wrong? I love...
Wait, conventionally unattractive or...
Like people would think was...
Unconventionally attractive.
Well, either way,
oh, I guess it's
the same.
Yeah.
What trait that normally is considered, oh, they need to get that fixed.
Like, that's not quite right.
Or that wouldn't normally be... So either, really, mm-hmm. is acceptable.
Yeah.
Example would be like, I saw somebody wrote in earlier and said, I love a teeth gap. Like Michael Strahan or Madonna.
Yeah.
They said that is a thing. Tommy vigorously shaking his head. Yes. Did
it's not mine, but my sibling. That's their thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Teeth gap.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, whatever you think is best, I'm good with that.
I love people that are like covered in freckles.
You have mentioned freckles a lot.
I love freckles. Love them. And I think people who are covered in freckles don't love them, especially as kids. They're just kind of like, I don't know if they get picked on for it or what, but I've always loved somebody who's like, their skin tone is freckle. Like, they are freckled out.
Yeah.
Love it.
Man. Because that drives some people crazy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. My best friend's older sister decked out in freckles. And every time I see her, I'm like, are you freckles? I love them. And she's got, like, the curliest, wildest hair, too. She's just so beautiful. And up until, like, I'd say 10 years ago, she was probably like, I hate them. I wish I could find makeup to cover them. And now she owns it and love that for her. Now freckled makeup and freckled tattoos are
really.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's got to be there. Got to be a lot of people who are like, damn it. I spent so much time being mad at freckles.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
There are
and
people now
it's cool.
Taking like broccoli and dipping it in self tanner and dabbing it on because it makes like really natural looking like fake freckles.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you tried it?
I have not yet, no.
Do you kind of want to?
No, because I get freckles in the summer, like, or if I've been out in the sun, and I'll go and get in my car, and the way that mine are is right on, like, the bridge of my nose. They all clump together, so I'll look in the mirror in my car and try to wipe it off. Because
oh,
I
you
think
look
it's
like you were in human caterpillar?
Yeah, it looks like something. Dirt, yeah. Gross.
Yeah.
That's kind of a bummer. Why can't I have the cute ones? Have you ever said
right?
that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. 1-800. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
947-3979.
I like slightly crooked faces.
What does that mean?
Well, like the definition of beauty is like the most symmetrical you can get is like usually what the ideal is. Like if you held a mirror up to somebody's face and it's like identical. I don't like that.
You want a Monet?
I like it if somebody's nose is a little bit off center or like when their smile's a little bit crooked, I find it really attractive.
Or like that's when Drew Barrymore talks out of one side of her face.
A little bit.
Like, get you going?
Does it?
No, I'm not.
Because that feels a little,
not
no
really
offense,
Drew Barrymore,
because
she has a lisp, but.
Lisp? I bet there are people who think a lisp is sexy
probably,
as hell.
I'm sure they do. I'm sure they do. But yeah, if a crooked smile is a little bit crooked, I like that. I find it appealing. I don't like flawlessness.
Someone said Green Bay tickets aren't going on sale until 9 a.m. local time. So
oh, yeah.
That might be a
time zone difference.
So not everybody's on sale.
So you've got
Green Bay. I'm
55
confused.
Minutes. You'll get there.
Yes. The biggest Green Bay blind spot going on for 7 or 8 years now.
Yeah, for venues.
Steve, we've been here before. No, we haven't.
Yeah,
no,
venues, yeah. Hotels.
Here's some photos of you standing here.
Time zones.
Nope. Here's the audio of you claiming you've never been here the last time you were here. Nuh-uh.
Yeah. In fact, AI. We have 7 of them.
This text, and we've gotten a couple of this one. This one's for a man, but both. When a man's second toe is longer than his big toe. I love it so much. Big second toes are hot, this person writes.
Yeah, that's got a name. I mean, some sort of clinical name. I remember when I had a roommate in college, and I had never really, nobody I knew had a toe like that. And we got to college, and my roommate had one like that. And I looked down, and I go, wow, your second toe is so much longer than your other toes. And he goes, why is that? What's the big deal? Everyone's is. And I go, no, they're not.
I bet that was disappointing.
He goes, yes, they are. And I go, mine aren't. And he goes, let me see. And I go, okay. And he goes, oh, my God. I thought everyone's were like mine. I go, no, very few are like yours, actually.
I don't even know.
I guess I never paid attention.
You don't know if your second toe is longer than your first?
I'm assuming it's
mine is.
But I can't say for sure.
I think it's called like a hammer toe.
I thought that was different.
Yeah, I think that's like more of an affliction.
I'm not sure.
But like mine just do a general cascading down. But
did you just make that up?
Maitland's like, I think it's called lupus.
Yeah.
Morton's toe.
Morton's.
Who's Morton?
Isn't there
a guy that had a long toe?
Isn't there supposedly a link between that and intelligence?
Supposedly. Or power, or whatever.
Yeah,
I've heard
people always say, "Oh, that means you're going to be the most powerful person in the room, or the most successful person in the room."
I think that's just something made up to make people feel good when they felt different when they were little.
I'm not a fan of lip piercings, but if I can see like scars from where you've had one before, I kind of like that. That's like kind of hot.
Yeah,
it's kind of like, you
like you're a reformed
side.
Bad boy.
Yeah, for whatever reason, anytime I've seen someone with one, I'm like,
Text from Nashville. Where are all the people who are into lisps? Because I've never found one.
From
Detroit.
Hang on.
Or the Detroit area. I'm a fan of a slight lisp. There you go. Just got to get together.
Yeah, I'm sure some people do.
This one, I wouldn't have expected this, but a lot of people are saying stretch marks on ladies' legs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good with that.
Yeah.
This person just wrote foot S. I'm into it.
Okay, so just foot stuff.
Okay. This person writes, I am into vitiligo or someone who has port wine stains and birthmarks.
Oh, okay. So, different skin anomalies.
Yeah, I love bigger birthmarks. I saw a guy one time when I was at spring break, actually, and his entire neck all the way down to his shoulder, like his like right shoulder or right chest. Pec or whatever, all the way down to his arm, and then his hand was his regular skin.
Wow,
tone.
Like that port wine color.
Yeah, exactly.
I wish there was a way. I hope people that have those birthmarks are hearing that, because I bet that drives a lot of people crazy.
Probably.
I knew someone who had one, and they spent years getting it lasered trying to repair it. And I bet knowing some people find it really attractive, I think that would help some.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh.
My nephew has a birthmark on his neck that got bigger and bigger, and I think it's stopped now, but it's more of like a pink color. It's not like that port wine color, that brownish red.
Yeah.
I don't know if it'll get darker over time, but I love it because at first it just looked like a little mark from like a birthmark, right? That would go away.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't look like that conventional image you have in your head when you think of a birthmark. And then as it got bigger, they were like, what is this, a rash? But nope, stayed with him forever.
That's wild.
Covers like the whole right side of his neck.
From Wisconsin, I grew up covered in freckles. Hated it so much. I tried to scrub them off during grade school on a regular basis.
No.
Now I'm older and they're popular. Well, I'm already scarred, so thanks for nothing. this person from New Jersey, I am crazy into lisps. Why did they make the word for lisps a word that's so hard to say for people that have them? I'm sure I'm not the first to say that, but good Lord.
That's to weed them out.
It's working.
Yeah.
This one, I love girls with raspy voices.
Okay. Well, now is your time to live because there's a lot of that. A lot of vocal fry.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what this is. From West Michigan, this person writes, loaf heaters are hot.
Loaf heaters?
Did I say some sort of slang I'm not supposed to say?
Probably.
Am I getting canceled for this?
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
H-E-A-T-E-R?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Like a space heater.
Found a link for something that keeps your loaves of bread warm.
Yeah, I got the same one to Amazon for the bread warmer.
Well, I'll have to work on that.
We got this. I put this up on social media at FBHW Show if you want to comment and follow along. This one, pepperoni nipples.
So just the opposite. This person writes bologna slice nipples.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't want to judge, but.
Not for me.
Wrap them up.
Yeah.
Put some Wonder Bread on them and hide them.
Wrap them up.
Wrap them up. You'll take it.
I'm into long, long tongues.
Gee, I wonder why.
Mm-hmm.
That is unconventional. Maybe. I guess I'm not sure.
Oh, my God. I have a friend whose husband was pretty overweight, and when he lost all of his weight, he gained giant boobs from the skin that had stretched, and she found that to be so attractive, it changed their life.
Wow. Well, good for that guy, and good for her for having that trigger her.
I wonder if she told him, or if he's like, man, I don't remember you being so into my nipples, but you're just batting them around now.
Hmm.
Right? Because that would probably be something you'd be self-conscious about.
Yeah.
Unless your significant other was like, dang.
Yeah, probably you would be. Yeah.
Oh, this one's interesting. I really like veiny hands.
Yeah.
You do, Maitland?
Oh, yeah.
There's the vascularity.
Yeah. There's whole Reddit threads that are just called like man hands and like dudes who like got done lifting. You see them?
Grab me with those veiny hands. I'll have to look at my man's hands later.
Mine's not big enough right now. I haven't done
Maitland's
it.
Like,
I'm just sitting here.
Yeah. Hot Wings flexed his hand at Maitland.
Yeah.
Dismissed.
She doesn't.
No, not like that. It needs to
I just
crazy.
Looked at my own, and I didn't feel the need to show you, like, hey, Maitland, check this out.
I was just asking. I hit mine. You know? I'm like, yeah. Oh.
I don't like veins.
Yeah.
I don't like veins. No. How do you feel about arteries?
No, even worse. They're the super highway.
Do you think scars are hot? I know Maitland said, like, scars, but.
Yeah.
Like, you like them, like, rough and tumble?
Oh, yeah.
Is there a limit?
I don't know.
Like an open heart surgery scar? Do you think that's hot?
Yeah.
I can't
really.
Actually, yeah. I'd probably have a bunch of questions. I'd be like, what? Yeah. You got a scar down the middle of your chest?
Yeah. Probably depends on the type of scars, too.
Yeah.
Remember when we did scar stories at our night show?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. How did you get your scar?
How did you get your scar? And then
you had to guess.
Yeah.
And then they told the story.
Yeah. And then they told the story. But I think we also did it on the air because that woman called with her gruesome scar shorts.
That was what's the weird souvenir you keep? And she had gotten stabbed in the butt while wearing these shorts. And she saved them. And she said, they're my gruesome scar shorts.
Yeah.
And that was something.
Yeah. Because then the line was said, I keep them next to my hymen shorts.
This text, I'm into a big forehead. Not bald, just a big forehead. I think that person's just making fun of me.
I mean, maybe.
That's just all that is. Sticky outy ears.
Sticky outy ears.
So ears that stick out a little.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I get
it. Oh, man, I had a friend in elementary school, middle school. His ears, he looked like they stuck straight out.
Like a cartoon character.
Yeah, he looked like a car going down the street with his doors open. And he was so self-conscious about it that he got some kind of surgery that, like,
I had a
tucked them back.
I had a buddy the same that got surgery because they stuck out way far. So they took a little cartilage from the back and just flattened them out a little bit.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Text from Northeast Pennsylvania. I love me a chubby woman with a little more hair than she should have.
Where? Or just everywhere.
Just anywhere? Yeah.
I want to know, too.
Like
a mustache?
Area or, the mustache. Real thick arm hair. Or just hair everywhere.
Or like
you love hair.
Samuel L. Jackson in a headlock, that kind of thing.
I think he's bald, though, hasn't he?
Now, I was thinking of Jules in Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction, yeah.
A little late for that one. Yeah. Missed the boat. 30 years. This text. I am so into a man with a stutter. Where can I find one?
Probably a support group of some sort. I don't know.
This is a dumb question, but are there less people with stutters now? Have they advanced the way speech pathology works so that they're maybe getting better at that, because I can't remember the last time I saw someone that had one.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I don't really know. I didn't grow up around many people with stutters either, so my life hasn't really changed much as time has gone on.
Yeah.
I used to stutter just because I would try and talk so fast. So I would just like get frustrated because I couldn't say it. And I just had to learn how to speak slower. But I know adults who stutter for sure.
You'll have to give me a heads up on that. Maybe it'll help me.
Roughly 3 million Americans stutter.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's just because I'm not running into them. People with crooked or gnarly teeth, especially if they have natural fangs.
The natural fangs are cool.
Mm-hmm.
I do like those. When people
their canines are bigger.
Longer. Yeah. There's like a shape too to their face where their mouth almost looks like it's a little wider or something. It really projects them out there. I love that.
When they talk and like it brushes like their lip a certain way, I'm like, that is neat.
Mm-hmm.
This text: I'm into two types of women. Women who aren't interested in me and fluffy, pregnant, redheaded ladies with freckles.
Who probably also aren't interested in you.
Well, you probably got them after the expiration date, so to speak, if they're pregnant.
Yeah.
I mean, they're almost always going to be in a relationship of some sort at that point.
This one on here, women with a hair lip or a scar on their lip. Like that scar that you get from the surgery when you're a baby. This one, calloused hands, like really, really rough hands.
Man hands.
Mm-hmm.
Someone said bags under the eyes is hot. Something's hot for everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that would be definitely unconventional. Like some people have submitted things where I go, well, no, that's pretty, I think that's conventional. Like somebody said like lower back dimples. Like if a girl's got lower back dimples, sign me up. Yeah. I think that's the hottest thing in the world, but I think a lot of people do. Like, I don't think that one's a weird one.
Soft, round tummies on anyone, men or women. It's super sexy.
That's refreshing.
Acne on cheeks. I think it's very cute. And big noses. This person specifically says, bigger the better.
Yeah.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.